You know, typically by now in an Olympics year, the excitement is palpable. And when the Olympic flame first lands in a host country, forget about it. Everybody is pumped. Well, the torch landed today in Brazil, the country that will host the Summer Olympics in just 3 months. And let's say Brazilians are not as excited now as they were 7 years ago when Rio was awarded these Olympics. Here's how Will Carlos describes the mood. He's based in Rio with our Global Post team.
It's a mixture between apathy and, I guess, a sort of a feeling that, hey, this could be something to distract us a little bit. This could be something to kind of bring some much needed calm and distraction and just something to focus on other than all the crises that have been rocking this country the last few months.
Yeah, so you're talking crises on the political level. There's also a corruption scandal, and then there are those mosquitoes with the Zika virus. I gather, as far as that political crisis goes, one sign on the torch relay route read in English, "All impeachment,
all impeachment
is here."
Yeah.
How do you even say that?
Well, Brazilians are brilliant at political saga and poking fun at it. And that's one of the signs. I mean, like anything really major in Brazil these days, this has become a flashpoint for the very politicized, very divided nation that we have here. On the one hand, people supporting President Dilma Rousseff. On the other hand, people who think that she should go. And so, yeah, I think we can expect to see more protests along the route, particularly when this starts to get into the big cities, where it's got 93 days to kind of make its way through the countryside to eventually Rio de Janeiro. I think once it gets into the city, that's when we're really going to see some protests around it.
So there's less than 100 days to go. I hear reports that the stadiums under construction are, in fact, more or less on target. What about ticket sales? Are Brazilians interested in buying tickets?
I actually live in the main Olympic neighborhood, and I drive around here, and I can tell you this neighborhood is still very much under construction. Along with the Olympic venues, there are a number of big infrastructure projects. The major one, I guess, being the big metro line that will connect this neighborhood, Barra de Tijuca, which is about 10 miles west of places like Copacabana and Ipanema, where most tourists stay.
Right.
That metro line, it's not open yet. I mean, we've got 3 months to go. It's not open yet. It doesn't show any signs of being open anytime soon. They say that it will be, but they're still pretty much laying track. We did an interview a few months back where we interviewed a resident of one of the favelas, the last sort of standing favela on the Olympic site. As far as I know, large parts of that favela are still standing, and that's right next to the main Olympic village. So there's still a lot of work to be done and not very much time to do it in.
So the games open on August 5th. The pressure is still on President Dilma Rousseff. Will she stay? Will she go? Will Brazil have a new president by then, or will it still be Dilma?
I think it's fair to say they'll probably have a new president. Her impeachment has currently moved on to the next phase, which is in Brazil's Senate. Senators are discussing it right now. The word on the street is that she could be gone as soon as May 11th, and she will be replaced by her vice president, Michel Temer. There have also been calls for him to be impeached because he was involved in some of the same shenanigans that President Dilma Rousseff was. So we'll see how long he lasts.
So I mentioned earlier, Will, that in 2009, when Brazil was awarded the Olympics, things were a lot different there. Remind us what Brazil was like back then.
Brazil was coming off 10 years of extraordinary economic growth. The economy was doing well, and it was kind of all steam ahead. And this was a way for Brazil to sort of prove itself, to show, you know, not only have we kind of come out of the dark ages, the economic dark ages, not only have we brought tens of millions of people out of poverty, but hey, we can play on the international playing field along with everybody else. We can host these major events, and we can really kind of show off our country to the world.
Finally, Will, what have you heard about hotels and other bookings from foreign guests?
Rio de Janeiro especially had a very good summer. I mean, hotels were pretty well booked. Largely,
summer meaning our winter.
Being your winter, so sort of December, January, February. Hotels were doing very well, largely because the currency is so weak. It's very cheap for Americans, for Europeans to come to Brazil. Olympic ticket sales, I think less than 50% of tickets sold. A lot of people sort of either waiting in the wings to see if they'll book their tickets, see if things calm down a little bit, or they're just going to stay away. We're going to find out, I guess, in the next few weeks.
All right, Will, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Marco. Thanks.
Will Carlos with our Global Post team there, speaking with me from Rio.